August 5, 2 Kings 2, 1-15. Elijah's successor. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52. In the desert, in loneliness and discouragement, Elijah had said that he had had enough of life and had prayed that he might die. But the Lord in his mercy had not taken him at his word. There was yet a great work for Elijah to do, and when his work was done, he was not to perish in discouragement and solitude. Not to him the descent into the tomb, but the ascent with God's angels to the presence of his glory. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. When the Lord in his providence sees fit to remove from his work those to whom he has given wisdom, he helps and strengthens their successors if they will look to him for aid and will walk in his ways. They may be even wiser than their predecessors, for they make profit by their experience and learn wisdom from their mistakes. Elijah, the man of power, had been God's instrument for the overthrow of gigantic evils. As successor to Elijah was indeed one who by careful, patient instruction could guide Israel in safe paths. For this work, Elisha's early training under God's direction had prepared him. Every act of life is a revelation of character, and he only who in small duties proves himself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed will be honored by God with weightier trusts.